Steve Lindbeck moved to Kodiak with his family in 1964.
I was 9. Yeah, it was about 6 months after the big earthquake, and Kodiak was still kind of torn up. You know, Kodiak was damaged by the quake, but a lot more by the tidal wave. So there were fishing boats still up in the middle of town that had floated in on the tidal wave.
Lindbeck was the first in his family to graduate from college. He paid his way through school through a variety of odd jobs, including tour bus driver, furniture mover, sandblaster, and cannery worker.
Alaska, for me, has been a place of hard work and opportunity.
After graduating, he worked as a newspaper reporter, first at the Anchorage Times, and then later at the Anchorage Daily News. Lindbeck also worked for 9 years as director of the Alaska Humanities Forum, and 2 years as the vice chancellor at the University of Alaska Anchorage. In 2007, he became the general manager of Alaska Public Media, where he worked until 2015. Lindbeck says these years of experience introduced him to Alaska's diverse communities and rich cultural history.
I worked in communities from Ketchikan to Kotzebue and on Alaska to Fort Yukon and every place in between, and really had a tremendous introduction to the different parts of Alaska and the economies and cultures and people and places.
Lindbeck has never run for elected office, but he says that he's been immersed in politics at the state and local level for his entire adult life and could apply that experience as an elected official.
I have known virtually every statewide elected official on a first-name basis for about the last 35 or 40 years. But beyond that, I have been really involved in community debates and statewide debates and national debates. And so I feel like I've had a career in public service, and this is a very natural extension of it.
Lindbeck says he decided to run for Congress after becoming frustrated with partisan politics and the lack of progress. He says he thinks Alaskans are ready for change. As Alaska's congressman, Lindbeck says he would work to increase the efficiency of government spending and support efforts to create new jobs in rural areas.
Really is a time where we need new leadership to look ahead. We need very much to diversify our economy. We are facing economic times that are very difficult, and the things that have worked in the past are not going to work looking forward.
Alaska also depends on a robust oil and gas industry, Lindbeck says. But he says it's time to start thinking ahead and supporting renewable energy technologies.
We need to reach out into renewable energy sources. We need to be at the center of change and adaptation around climate change. We are at the epicenter, whether we like it or not, and whether the politicians want to acknowledge that it's true or not, it is. And here we are. We have communities that are about to fall into the sea in some places. We have roads that are slumping because the permafrost is melting, and so on and so on and so on.
Although Alaskans tend to vote for Republicans for national office, Lindbeck notes that the majority are not registered with any political party. He's running as a Democrat, but he says that he's an Alaskan first and foremost.
What I say is that I'm a Democrat, but I'm an Alaska Democrat in that order. And if someone proves to me from across the aisle that they're more interested in Alaska than they are in their party, then we're going to be friends and we're going to work together.
The general election is scheduled for November 8th. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.